This is the time of year when the days are shorter or the nights are longer, depending on your perspective. The kids catch the bus in the morning dark and come home after practice in the dark. For centuries, people recognized the shorter days of winter. Huge monuments were built to track the sun. These structures are still evident, especially in the British Isles, like the 5,000-year-old New Grange in Ireland. At dawn on the winter solstice, light reaches through the door into an intricately carved central chamber. Festivals were also a highlight of this time of year. Celebrations were great diversions in Scandinavian countries with only 5 or 6 hours of sunlight. Iceland celebrates 13 days of Yule. Each day, beginning December 12th, gifts are left for children. Nothing like the excitement of a gift to get the kids out of bed on a cold, dark morning. Popular gifts were candles to keep away the darkness and a deck of cards to pass the time. Years ago, the dark of winter was also called the trouble time. During the cold, dark season, the agrarian society came to a standstill. Food stores for both people and animals were in short supply. Livestock was harder to care for, but the critters still needed fed, watered, and tended. Laborers didn't have work or money. It was a harsh season. Our modern, non-agrarian, northern climate life is different. We have electric lights to chase away the long, dark hours. Central heating keeps us warm on frigid nights. Fresh fruits and vegetables are transported thousands of miles from Arizona, Mexico, and Chile. We don't build monuments like New Grange to catch the first morning light of the shortest day of the year, but it's a season of festivities. Everyone is busier than usual. Special things are planned, like gatherings with family and friends, kids' programs, evening walks to see the lights in the neighborhood. It's a season of giving. Things are made or found for those closest to us. Bags are filled with food and clothes. Kettles are filled with money for the less fortunate. In crowds, folks give out more smiles and exchange friendly greetings. Maybe some part of all of us realizes the sun has turned the corner. The days are getting longer, and that's something to celebrate. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.